the way the country gets from point A to point B is changing, moving from a car-centric idea of travel to a more multimodal view.
Here in the Denver metro area, we're seeing a decline in driving.
Danny Katz is the director of the Colorado Public Interest Research Group, or COPIRG.
When it comes to bicycling, we've seen the fourth largest increase of any major metropolitan area in the country. And when it comes to declines in driving, Denver has seen the eighth largest decline in driving is a major metropolitan area.
The reasons people are driving less vary, but COPIRG's recent Transportation in Transition study suggests a few reasons, including the increased availability to work from home and an ever-growing use of public transportation. And that has Denver's transportation planners taking a relatively new complete streets view of urban design, focusing on everything between the curbs as well as the sidewalks next to them. I'm standing at the corner of 15th Street and Lawrence in downtown Denver. It appears to be a normal intersection with a traffic light and intersection and pedestrian signals. However, there are a few extra traffic lights. Right now, they show a red outline of a bicycle. I'm assuming that's telling bicyclists to stop. And on the street here, there are areas of the intersection painted green with arrows and bike symbols next to the pedestrian crosswalks.
It says a lot about our leadership. It says a lot about our mayor and our city council.
Molly North is the executive director of the cycling advocacy group Bike Denver.
And even our governor, you know, it says a lot about the priority that this state and this city puts on a healthy lifestyle.
The intersection is the first completed phase of the new 15th Street bikeway, which was envisioned in 2011. Other streets across the city could also see similar bike lanes in the coming years. Much of that work, including the development and expansion of city public transportation, will be overseen by a yet-to-be-hired transportation director. Denver City Council member at large, Robin Kanich, says the position used to be known as a traffic engineering director.
It used to be about the formulas of how long cars should be sitting at lights, and that's really important. It's important for how folks feel about your city and how business gets done. But we know that as more and more of our residents are using bikes or their own feet or transit, we have to accommodate all of those modes.
We're showing BMT has been flat to declining for the last 5 or 6 years. Would expect that trend to continue.
Steve Erickson is with the Denver Regional Council of Governors. That's the planning agency for the 8-county Denver metro area. While VMDs, or vehicle miles driven, are down, Erickson says traffic won't be any less congested.
The flip side of that is we're also expecting the region's population to grow by about 1.2 million people. And as a result, it's not really expected that traffic congestion will improve markedly. Matter of fact, it's expected it probably will become a little more problematic.
Erickson's agency is currently working with cities to develop multimodal transportation plans to ease future congestion, including a new DRCOG app that can map transit routes and provide cost estimates for all available transportation modes, from car to public transportation to biking. For its part, the Colorado Public Interest Research Group says its data proves the driving boom, which increased each year between the 1950s and 2000, is over. And it's not just happening in Colorado. New Orleans, Milwaukee, and Madison, Wisconsin all saw large driving declines. But Denver Councilwoman Robin Kanich says the car will always be king.
As our population grows, many people will still be choosing cars. They're always going to be a part of urban life, and so we do have to accommodate them.
Which means there's still going to be plenty of traffic headaches during your morning commute for the foreseeable future. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.